What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Well, he doesn't even know what it's called.
What's it called? What's it called?
Caleb.
David.
Hello, Caleb.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing, buddy?
Buddy, I'm doing, I'm back on the soda waters, man. I forget.
When did you ever get off? How could you possibly get off soda water? It's the only thing there is to drink.
Ginny pressured me into drinking like filtered water. You know what I mean? So we got into an argument over, she was like, soda water is not real water. And you can't get hydrated with it. And I Googled it and it said you could. And
you can. Yeah.
Right.
I've heard people say
she
that
thinks bubbles make it bad for you.
Right. A lot of people do. I've heard this argument a lot, and it's just your brain. It doesn't seem like if you like something, it's good for you. And that's because it turns out that this is good for you. There's just bubbles in it. It's the first time in history it's ever happened. It's the first time in history that something that felt good to put into your body was good for you. That's why I'm addicted to seltzer.
And it's joyful. I get pumped. I got a nice cold treat and it's
Yeah. You hydrate.
I like to burp.
It's fun. Yeah, it feels like a treat and a snack and refreshing. But not, I don't want a bunch of sugar, you know? But I don't want regular water. I'm drinking regular water right now, and I feel like a fucking poor person, dude. Not only am I drinking regular water, I'm drinking it out of a plastic cup.
You're like somebody's pet, dude.
Yeah, dude. I'm like 6 years old. Why don't I need a little sippy cup lid for my fucking water. But when I was six, I had like Sunny D or whatever, or purple stuff, right. You know,
that's what blows me away. Some people on the other end, they just go, why don't you just drink like a soda? You know, soda water tastes like shit.
Because I'm an adult.
But
like, I'm not a
baby.
They'll
drink regular water, but they'll be like, soda water tastes like shit. And I'm like, how could it taste worse than regular water? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude. Also, yeah, what do you... I really, man, what do you mean soda? Like, we're drinking a soda? Every now and then, a soda as a treat, you know? But even then, I'm like, whoa. Like, it's too much, dude. It rocks my world, soda.
Why not just drink alcohol? Like, if you're going to drink a Coca-Cola Classic, which has as much sugar, it's just alcohol that doesn't get you drunk. It's just sugar and shit. You know,
yeah, dude.
Get a little buzz.
I think it has more sugar than a beer.
Maybe.
Than some beer, obviously. But yeah, I mean, it gets you high. It gets you high as fuck on sugar. So just get a little drunk, dude. Alcohol is good, and everyone knows that.
Check it out.
Alcohol. Check it out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, buddy.
If I was mayor of a city, that'd be what I said.
And you will be one day.
If somebody's a mayor, I feel like we could both be mayors of somewhere.
Of course we could. Easily. Dude, the mayor of my hometown is the guy that used to beat us all up. That's who... And, dude, and he got elected.
Right.
And I'm sure he just, like, went door to door and was like, you gonna vote for me, you little fucking bitch? And, fuck, dude. And, yeah. If you vote... vote for bully. it sucks, man.
Is that against election law to, like, intimidate door-to-door?
I think in local elections it's fine.
I guess so.
Like, literally, could you imagine casting a vote for, even if you agreed with every one of his policies, for someone who had beaten your ass? I'll never do that for my entire... If Joe Biden beaten my ass, I would have voted for Trump, for sure.
Yeah, who'd Corn Pop vote for?
You know? Yeah, dude.
After Biden whooped his ass with a chain.
Yeah. Like, even if...
I mean...
Yeah, like, if imagine if Bernie Sanders had punched you in the face just one time, you wouldn't be like, oh, you know what? I'm over it. You would never get over it. You'd be like, fuck the poor.
You could suck the top 10% of my dick.
I'm going to kick 99% of your ass. The 99% will be kicked.
That's a t-shirt. We got to make that. I'm going to kick.
And it's him. It's that photo of him in the, like, yeah, with gold. His leg crossed. Yeah, gold with a jacket on. I'm going to kick the 99% of your ass. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's got to be something. I mean, that's what people want now. They go, yeah, he beat my ass, but he's going to beat China's ass the way he beat mine.
That is actually pretty accurate. It's like, that's kind of what how politics works. It's like, sure, that man held me down with one hand and then repeatedly hit me right in the fucking nose. And it hurt.
Right.
And caused my wife to leave me and I lost my job. But I feel like if he does that to my neighbor, then we'll be even.
I want a weak leader. That's what I want, a leader that I can beat their ass. You know, that would make me feel good.
I feel like it was that for a long time. It is right now. Like, you could definitely take Biden, you know? I don't think that it would be that hard. I mean, do you think that you could get one punch off on Joe Biden before you got killed by the Secret Service?
Well, if it's one of those things where you could, like, do it like Elon and the Facebook guy, where I just challenge him to a friendly boxing match, you know, for charity. Me versus Biden, you know, raise money for St. Jude.
That's what I want Trump to do. Let's fight. We'll fight. Dude. Man, you should do that. You should challenge Biden to a boxing match.
Is that a threat, though? Is that considered a threat? Or is that, you know?
No, yeah. If you invite someone to, especially with him, like a person who, like, if you flick him on the tip of his nose, he'll die. he's like, I bet you he breaks and somewhere an average of 1 to 2 bones a day.
I think his bones are so old they don't even break, you know?
Yeah, they're just...
I feel like they can bend like a piece of wheat.
Yeah, they have the consistency of like a really thick noodle. Like, have you ever had northern Chinese food? Like a really big noodle. Yeah. That's why his speeches are so long. He's just flopping around up there, waiting for the camera to shut off so someone will carry him away.
I feel like he could survive. He could survive, like, falling from an airplane. He would, like, bounce.
Well, he must have. I mean, he is the oldest man in the world.
I mean, it'd be like throwing a spoonful of peanut butter from a helicopter. It's still peanut butter. It's still going to hit the ground.
Every time someone's cleaning up after like a presidential speech somewhere, they're like, why is this podium covered in gray dust? What is this? That's his spit.
Dude, my favorite conspiracy with Biden is people think that he's a different guy. They think it's like he was been, they'll show a picture of him 20 years ago and show how different he looks. And it's like, yeah, time.
Yeah, he's
has
old.
Ravaged. It sucks to be 80, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Why is his ears different? Because he's going to die.
Because he's 80.
He's been alive for 100 years, dude.
Dude, yeah. Harrison Ford is 80. And like Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are both 80. And I feel all four of those guys, Biden, De Niro, Pacino, and Harrison Ford, hung on real hard until 75.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, you take enough echinacea and rub aloe on your skin enough times a day, you can sort of stave it off. But whoa, the downturn has been insane, man.
Oh, yeah. It's well, when you think about it, when you're 80, you've been old
most of your life
for a long time. It's not like you've been old. You
there
know?
Are people in their 30s that I know, stand-up comics love to do this, especially men. Ah, I'm old. And it's like, right. You're 35. Right. If you start saying you're old when you're 35, then yeah, you're going to be old for most of your fucking life.
Right. But no one, when you're 60, you are old. Like
you
that's,
are. Yeah.
You are not young. You're not 60 years young. 60 is old. It's old. Yeah. It's even old on Tom Cruise. I'm sorry. It's just tough. You can
yeah,
you look good
now.
And old, and you look bad and old, but you are old. Yeah. And if you're 80, you've been old for 20 years. Like,
yeah,
holy shit. You imagine being an old man, like, and you're in your 60s, and what was happening in 2004? Yeah, the song "Yeah" by Usher and Ludacris comes out. You're 60. And you're like, oh, okay. And the Incredibles is in the theaters, and you're like, Pixar, they're doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, George Bush, he's fucking up. And then you live for 20 more years. Like, damn.
Yeah,
old
totally.
As hell.
Well, especially if you, it shows why you and I fucking hate Democrats now. Because that's what Democrats are doing. They're every time there's an election now, they're like, do you guys remember the Incredibles? And we're like, yes, that was a while ago. And they're like, oh, we wish America was the Incredibles. Just an insurance agent.
It is so funny, dude.
Yeah.
It's such a funny to be stuck in, like, I don't, that's so funny. Like, I think I only didn't hate Democrats for, like, I was like, Democrats are cool. And it was just, no, it's just Obama was cool for a president. And that fooled me into thinking, like, but then now it's just like sad. It's
even
so
him,
sad.
Even he sucks. They all suck, dude. And what's really funny about Democrats, too, like, and I'm talking about my parents here, it's not 2004 even. It's 2024 now. It's 1994 that they wish it were. Because, like, everything, they hated George W. Bush. And right. They are treating Trump as if it's like they just wish back then before like the internet was as ubiquitous as it was. The only thing we had was the fucking Daily Show Democrats. And right, it felt like we were all unified. And now it turns out there's all sorts of different stuff you can think. And old Democrats can't fathom that. They're like, no, you think one thing or the other thing. There's only one thing you think. And we all think it together. But it's not even that. Like, they definitely don't want it to be after 9/11. The housing crisis and the financial crisis, like, made them look very bad. That was not a good time for their optics. But then also in 1997 and 8 and 9 is when their fucking dude, Bill Clinton, was being tried for getting a blowjob. And so it had to be the beginning. 1994. Yeah. That was the magic year. Dude.
94 through 6 is the only stretch of time.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
good
man. Wow, man, I wish the squirrel nut zippers were on the radio. That's what I miss when the Cherry Poppin' Daddies had one song that would come on after that new Foo Fighters jam.
No, I really think it is. It's Democrats want it to be 1994. Hip hop was good. Movies were good. The president hadn't fucked everything up yet. It wasn't.
Kurt Cobain had just died.
Right.
No one was like his wife did it yet.
The Lion King,
Sublime still existed. Yeah, dude. The Lion King had just come out. Yeah. And that's the reason why Democrats are better than Republicans. Democrats want it to be 1994. And Democrats want it to be 15-18.
That's every year on the ballot. Instead of Democrat versus Republican, it should be 1994 versus 15-18. And people are like, I'm a centrist. I want it to be 1789.
Oh, yeah. I liked it when we had the country, not when it was some sort of lawless battle between us and the indigenous tribes. Take it back to 1518 when we didn't even live here. Man,
suck, dude. Like, when you ever get a jury duty thing and you got to fill it out on a website from 1994 to try and get out of that shit?
Oh, my God, like, I know.
Update this.
Dude.
Fuck.
I know. I got a thing from the census in the mail that was like all this. It wasn't the census, though. It was like you've been randomly selected by the census to be surveyed for the census in the future. And I was like, what? And it took so long to fill out. And it was like a bubble sheet. And I had to mail it.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I did that.
That's when I want to storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
Get a website.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to walk in here. I'm going to yell that and go home. I'm not going to shit on a desk.
Get a website. Yeah. Please. Congress.com. It really
is.
For
the love of God.
The number one thing, the thing that's going to happen quicker than anyone could imagine is once the last boomer dies, voting will be online. We will finally just vote on the internet. Because the last person will have died who thinks it's less safe or something. Like, for the amount of times that an election has been stolen in this country, they're like, it's not safe online is so awesome, dude. Hanging chads. Like, I definitely think that hanging chads aren't going to happen on a website. I don't know.
Why don't they just make tax day, like, pay your taxes at the bottom of your taxes, you vote, right? They accept online taxes. Why isn't it attached to it or something? Well, if they did that, Republicans would win every time because people don't like paying their fucking taxes. So I get that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. One time I voted, it was like just before I moved, California changed their state. Maybe it was a Los Angeles city election, but I think it was like a state election. It wasn't federal. And you still had to vote in person because of law. But I went to the voting center, they handed me an iPad. I filled it out. I handed the iPad back.
Oh,
it was awesome. It was so sick, dude. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know, man. I really don't care if it's online security as opposed. I don't care if human beings or not. I like give companies my credit card on the internet all the time. Like, what? Why would I be more worried about my vote than that? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I've been like scammed online. Like somebody like hacked my online or somehow committed check fraud with my shit before.
That was me.
But if it was, thank you, Dave. Sorry. I'm pretty mad about it. But if it was the old days and we just had gold coins and no cars and I just had to walk around with gold coins to the market every day.
Yeah, that'd be worse.
I'm sure I would have been robbed at knife point in Babylon twice a week.
Dude, that is the perfect analogy. Absolutely, absolutely fucking perfect analogy. We are in danger of some fraud, but definitely less. There's so many.
Dude.
Types of online security measures.
The old fraud was fraud every day. The king is half god, and his son is too. And I get all your money and your wife. So what? Yeah, it's better than that. But I don't know. It is funny to. I mean, how many elections do you think are stolen? Probably some. You know, I would steal one.
Oh, of course I would if I could. Yeah. If I was asked to and I could, yeah. Even if I would steal it for the person that I didn't vote for. That just sounds kind of fun to have done. I mean, yeah.
It would be funny to steal the election for like someone who didn't think they would win or want to, you know?
Yeah, dude, that's funny. Just steal it for Jill Stein.
Yeah, she's like, oh, shit.
Oh,
no, I got to move.
I just had like one thing I wanted to say. That's all. Fuck. Yeah, dude. What election? So what are the elections that they've said have been stolen? The 2000.
They used to say it, all the old guys, every time Jackson was pissed, he'd be like, they stole it. They're all bitches. These fucking pussy stole it.
Yeah, at least one election in the 17 and 1800s got stolen. They had like, I mean,
there were 800 votes to count.
Yeah, totally. And we were supposed to trust them. The people in, we're like trusting
right
these like aristocrats in Maine that they're yeah. counting the votes right. Yeah, but then, yeah, 2000 was really crazy. It was super close. And every election since then has been basically down to 50-50. And every yeah. single year, at least somebody says it was stolen. But yeah. this last one...
Dude, you used to have to own land. They were so few. You had to be a guy. You had to be white. You had to own land.
Do yeah.
Neither of us would have voted yet. We'd still be like, one day I'm going to vote. It's going to kick ass.
I know. I will. Yeah, except that for sure I would know for a fact that I would never be able to vote. I guess maybe I would try to find a way to buy like 1 square foot of property. That would be a service. That would definitely be a service. Somebody would own like a lot of land and they would sell square foot plots that you own just so you can vote.
Oh, dude, you know what? That's I would love to be in on a scam like that because you know, the best scam is when they sell you a star. Hey, you want to name that star? $25. Who, you know what I mean? There's I somebody
oh,
raking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Name a star after your sweetheart. Shut the fuck up. What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? I'll just name one right now.
None of them have names. It's
that
all
one right there. That's diarrhea.
That'll be $25.
No, that shit's really funny. An Ellis Island brick. You can just pay for that now.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
I'll send you some of the Berlin Wall. Good luck. Go ahead and carbon date it. Here's a chunk of the Berlin Wall, dipshit. What are people doing?
Oh, man. Just do you want to name one of these grains of sand? Name a grain of sand at Myrtle Beach after your wife. Yeah, that's right. That grain of sand right there. That's Michelle. And it'll always be here.
Are this just guys guessing what women want? What do they want? A grain of star? No.
Oh, man. This guy says I can pay him $100 to name one of the bolts on that Ford Explorer over there after you. You want that?
Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you want for our anniversary? I was considering giving right you here. My time and
only
money.
Costs
but...
15 grand to name a tree in Banff after somebody. Baby, you want to be a tree in Banff? You ever been to Banff? I've never been.
I have been to Banff.
Really? What were you doing in Banff?
Me and my buddies went and hiked around there.
Oh my god, that sounds was it beautiful? It looks so beautiful.
Of course. Incredible.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
But I will say this, we hike at a national park every year and a lot of overlap in the views.
Yeah, a lot of vistas that are shit.
Look at those tall trees next to a pond. it sure did take 12 hours to get up here and see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of them are incredible, but some of them I'll be like, that looks a lot like Yellowstone.
That's why my buddies and I, every year, we hike around a different dump. A different town dump. Because there's always different shit at the dump.
That's different every time.
It's different every time, dude.
There's always a couple of fingers and toes.
Fingers and toes.
How many fingers and toes do you think are in an average dump? Got to be at least one.
Yeah, anywhere, I think 3.5.
You know that my dad did that one time? He was working on a house, cut off half his thumb, and went to the hospital with it. They sewed it back on.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. People were just a little more hardcore.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
If I cut off half my thumb, I will never work again. Mm-hmm. And I'll pass it. I'm not going to grab my thumb and go, well.
Well, I will say this. For the way that your life is, for you to cut off half your thumb, it would be a whole other kind of story. It would be like someone in the audience had a sword and they fucking hate you. So yeah, you should quit comedy for sure. Because you got attacked by the Yakuza at at Denver Comedy Underground.
Oh, man. I knew I shouldn't have been talking shit about the Yakuza.
How was the show?
They're pussies.
Good. The Yakuza was there. So I was kind of scared. Yeah, there was a table of Yakuza, and they were just talking, man, and I just couldn't get them to shut up, and it felt like if I really went for it, they would have all stabbed me with samurai swords at the end of the night, so that shit kind of sucked. Yeah,
I'll tell you, when I did those, those shows in Japan for, like, the Marines and stuff, and, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not even the first show. You know, I've been on stage for like 5 minutes. A guy walks in full camo, M16, sits down in the front, puts the M16 on his little table, like looking like this. And after the show, that's the guy who was like, "You didn't tell any Trump jokes." I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Well, that's kind of pussy shit. Trump jokes just because you're at a military show." I was afraid. It was also, because I am a pussy.
How do you know I have Trump jokes, motherfucker?
Right. I don't know, but they were right, and I think they just smelled it. They're like, "This pussy ain't Trump jokes."
That's funny.
I know. So the Yakuza, I'm gonna look out if we're at the Comedy Fort and the Yakuza shows up.
Oh yeah, come see Caleb and me at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins.
Hell yeah!
Second and third. Mm-hmm. You should come. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be cold, but it's going to be warm, you know?
The Yakuza. God, it's funny. The Yakuza loves my stand-up, dude.
I do wonder who's favorite, like who's the favorite comedian amongst the Crips?
Yeah,
who's
dude.
The favorite comedian of the, like, when the Bloods are tagging each other, like, "You got to fucking see this guy."
That's one of my irrational fears. Like, you know, one of the things that gets in my head, like, I better not get too famous. You know, when you have those kinds of, like, you're like imagining the grandiosity of your possible career. I think, like, fuck, dude, what if I accidentally become like John Gotti's niece's favorite comedian? And he's like, "Oh, she loves you so much. Thank you so much. So you're going to be at her fucking birthday party?" Or like, "Oh,
God." Will there be anything where you're like, you post your tour dates and then Biden is like, we'll in your there. Comments, like, "Come to D.C. I don't see D.C. on the, I don't see D.C. on the list.
You see your Delaware. Do you see your Delaware? Hey, you got any shows at Camp David?" I know a few people that might come to a Dave Ross show at Camp David. I'm just saying, Camp David Ross, you know what I mean?
Imagine you do a show at Camp David, it's Biden and six other people, and he's like, "This is fucking rules."
The rest is just Secret Service agents, like, "Yep, yeah, he's bombing." That's affirmative. POTUS is enjoying the bombing comedian. We will be 15 minutes late to the meeting after this man is done bombing.
I wonder who it is. We already know Biden's favorite bands at Biden Fest, but the I Chieftains. Would love to see Biden's.
Yo, did you see in the Discord, dude? Someone, so we like looked it up, and Biden's favorite band is this Irish folk band that's been around a long time called the Chieftains. Mm-hmm. And someone posted, "I love the Chieftains." as it was someone who is in there a lot too. I know it's like, damn it, I forget who it was. It's someone who I see responding to our tweets and shit a lot. Someone who's like really nice. But they were like, "As a fan of the Chieftains, I have to be like, call fuck you to this last episode." It was funny.
I feel like I imagine Biden listening to music that like the Hobbits dance to in Lord of the Rings. Just like,
yeah, totally. He's like, he really loves if the band has a fife
and a lute. He really likes fifes and lutes.
Whatever happened to the lute, huh? You don't see a lute, it's just not a thing you see. And I miss
all his favorite instruments are extinct.
Yeah, totally. you know, why, you know, I like rock and roll. I like rock and roll, you know, but why can't a guy get out there with a gourd? Hollowed out gourd, lute, fife, you know, good.
What about a jug? Whatever happened to blowing on a jug?
Blowing on a jug, smacking on
three
a gourd.
X's on the side. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. Drunk man just drank that. Now he's playing it. A jug. A jug and a gourd. A fife and a lute. A jug, a gourd, a fife and a lute is absolutely Biden's perfect band, dude. Oh man.
And he does that dance where he just puts his arms like the does a genie thing with his arms and then kicks, does little knee kicks.
Oh, yeah.
That's how
totally.
You dance the yeah. gourds and fights.
Yeah. He does a lot of like him and Jill put their arm in arm and they run in a circle. They bounce in a circle. I guess that's not do-si-do-ing, but it's like you put your arms yeah. together and you definitely he can square dance. He knows how to square dance.
For sure.
I remember when
it
I lived.
It's funny that he was born before rock and roll. That is very funny. He remembers it
totally
coming out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's insane, dude.
He when he listened to Elvis to rebel. That's how old he is. yeah, man. Like
we got to find the number one song the day he was born. What was number one? Was Billboard around? Oh, don't tell me it's before Billboard.
Biden's birth date is November 20th, 1942.
Okay.
November 20th, 1942 pop music. Number one song on November 20th, 1942 was White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
The number one song on November 20th was White Christmas. They had nothing going on. It hadn't even been Thanksgiving yet. And they were like, dang, we can't fucking wait for Christmas. Dude, it's going to be white. It's going to be snowing.
And it was new. It was like a new song.
Yeah, totally, dude. Yeah, it's like the number one song being Good King Wenceslas. Good Lord, dude.
Oh, man. That's great.
White Christmas. Okay, let's see. Notable November 20. What are some other songs? Let's do November 21st. Also White Christmas. Oh, I see.
Dude, it was killing it. That was a kick-ass year for White Christmas.
December 1st, 1942 was Chattanooga Choo Choo by Glenn Miller. Fucking hell, man. That's, oh man, that could not be funnier.
Oh, dude.
And on December 2nd, 1942, we are back to White Christmas by Bing Crosby. That is so funny, dude. Chattanooga Choo Choo had one day in the sun. Dude, I'm going through every day in December and it's White Christmas all the way fucking down, dude.
Are all the songs that were out when he was born in the public domain now? That'd be fun.
Oh, that is fun. The number one song on 9/11 in 1942 was I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo by
Oh, come on. Come on.
And also October 11th. But don't worry, in August the number one hit song was Jingle Jangle Jingle by Kay Kaiser.
Come on, dude. Dude,
this is funny. That like the Biden Fest thing I made, I was kidding. I was like,
I know,
exaggerating, but it's not an exaggeration.
This weekend at the Delaware Fair Run, the live music event of the year. Biden Fest. Featuring the Snack and Jack.
It's it's accurate.
Jumping on the bed.
and so many more bands. Joe, Chap, and Tommy, and a Fat Dumbo, Smokey, Dance, and Dan, the Washboard Man, Freddy, Phil, Bobby, Bassoon, Hawkins, Sammy, Zach, Bill, Billy on the key, Coffin, Mr. Sick, Amazing Lady, Clarinet, Band, various sounds that trains me.
Whatever Joe wants to listen to.
And Joe Biden's favorite band, Giggling Ding Dong, Fantastic Beast.
Dude, every time.
Joe Biden. It's free.
It legitimately, I guess it's accurate. The number one song, August 11th, 1942, Jingle, Jangle, Jingle by Dave Kaiser. And I just said that his favorite band was Ding-a-ling, Ding Dong, Fantastic Music.
Rudy, Tootie, Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Glenn Miller was huge back then. I had no idea.
He was having a good run.
Yeah, dude. Let's see what the number one. This is also during World War II, right?
Yeah.
World War II. I was thinking about that the other day, how there's like a fucking multiple wars going on right now. And yeah. I'm thinking and reading about them. But on Instagram, I'm like, come to my show. It's like, I just wonder during World War II. During World War II, Bing Crosby was like, I'm dreaming right. of a wife. And everyone was like,
Rudy
yes!
Toot.
Jingle, jangle, jingle. Everyone is dead.
Oh, I know. It's insane.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's so weird that now we got like lots and lots of wars all the time. It's so fun. Dude, the other day it killed me when Trump goes, I was the only president without any wars. We eliminated ISIS. And it's like, well, what do you call that?
God, he's incredible. He's like really funny, dude. He is this incredible. He doesn't care. He'll say anything at all. He'll just.
Right.
Yeah, man.
We didn't have any wars and I eliminated ISIS.
Pancakes aren't food.
Well, what?
They're not food.
What is it then?
Yeah.
What's a war?
What's a war? Yeah. Did you know that coffee is candy? Coffee is technically candy. And, wow, that's incredible.
I know.
So I know he's running, but he's like not going to be able to vote in every, or run in every state.
Right? Yeah, but neither's Biden.
Oh, really?
It's just, yeah.
Whoa, yeah, is that true?
For whatever reason, Biden's not on the ballot in New Hampshire or something like that. I don't know. I think he just forgot to sign up. Some shit like that, but
oh my
yeah,
God,
it's gonna be a weird one. It's gonna be weird.
He's not on Nevada and Colorado, right? And there's some other ones too,
yeah.
In there. Yeah. Wow, Biden isn't on.
Yeah,
New
it's
Hampshire.
Insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. And for all your election updates, folks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we're gonna be covering it right after it's no longer breaking news.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna bank episodes during the election. Don't you worry. So you're gonna find out what we think in January. We should take a break.
Yeah, we'll be back. We love you.
We love you.
What's it called?
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to What's It Called? It's Potato Boy.
Welcome to What's It Called, everybody. God, that was gross. Oh, that made me feel bad. The only thing that would have been worse than that is if you were just chewing into the microphone. Just,
I can do that too. I'm sure there's an ASMR or whatever podcast where people just eat. You know?
Yeah, that's true, but probably not. Probably less gross than that. They probably just. Yeah. Welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
We love you. Get ready to lay down.
Yeah. Yeah, layer on down. What's up, Richard Carnes? What's up, sleepers? We love you so much. Thanks for being a part of our big, dumb, stupid fucking show. If you're joining us for the first time, it's a lay down for your brain. Nothing that we say matters, and we don't mean any of it. And so please join us in not caring and not even seeing, if you like. Lay down.
Oh, yeah.
Close your eyes and quit your job.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Remember, everyone on Earth has a dick hole. Never forget that. Keep on tipping. Fuck Walter Mondale. And This week we are renaming Jeep, but we have a few things to get to before that. For example, Caleb, I heard that you are on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
That's true. Let's move on. No. Yeah. So check this out. I'll be in Boulder doing the comedy show there.
More like older. You know.
I do know. But yeah, I'm doing it's at the Boulderado, and it's a great show. I do know the name of it. But
great.
I go to Denver a lot, and I go to everywhere a lot. It's called the Comic Sense Comedy Club at the Boulderado, right? And I'll be there January 25th, 26th, and 27th. That'll be just me and some local comics. But then me and Dave are going to be at Fort Collins at the Comedy Fort February 2nd and 3rd.
That's right.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Scene in Boston. I guess it's Foxborough. It's like it's right next to where the Patriots play. It's literally in the same. It's right next to the stadium. So come see me there March 1st and 2nd. That's going to be dope.
Yeah, and Caleb's playing the Patriots in March.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, dude, he's way better than them at football.
I'm better than the Patriots.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, come see me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude. I am still not doing nearly as much touring as Caleb is, but I've got some stuff coming up. Yeah, Caleb and I are doing those shows together at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins. Caleb is going to be here in March. We are doing the Riot Comedy Festival the April 4th through the 7th. We don't know exactly what our dates are there, but that's in Houston, Texas. I'm going on a little mini tour with my buddy Chris Cresswell, who made the theme song for this show. He's a great solo artist, like singer-songwriter, and he has a solo record out right now called The Stubbornness of the Young. It came out like a few months ago. And he's doing an East Coast tour, and I'm opening for him on that. Yeah. It's very short. I'm doing 3 dates with him. He's doing 4, but I'm doing 3: Brooklyn, Philly, and somewhere in Jersey. And I'm not doing Boston because my friend is getting married in Queens that day.
Whoa!
Yeah, dude.
Inconsiderate.
And I will have. Yeah, that's what I said. And I will have. More stuff coming up later in the year, but in New York, I'm starting a monthly show called Dave Ross and Two Friends and Someone Else at Union Hall.
That's great.
Yeah, the first one is March 9th, so mark your fucking calendar, 5 p.m. So, like, you know, at the end of the Mostly Trains tour, Ismail and I were supposed to do a show, and we hit them up sort of last minute. The only date that they had was a 5 p.m. slot, and I was like, fuck, that's like not a good spot. And then we did the show. That was the first. It accidentally became Dave Ross and Two Friends and Someone Else because Ismail got a job. Fuck yeah.
Inconsiderate.
Yeah. And it was at 5 p.m. and it was amazing. And it had never occurred to me, like, if you do your show at 5 p.m. on a Saturday and you can make it work, dude. People our age come. People who have kids can come. Comics who have kids can do it. Chris Gethard showed up on time. I was like, you need to go early. He was like, nah, dude, I'm going to be here the whole fucking show. We were having beers by 6:45. You know what I mean?
Incredible. Dude, it's not the 1950 anymore. You know, do the show at 5.
Caleb, you're going to be in New York that week. I'm going to book you on it right now. You want to do that show at Union Hall? Okay.
Fuck, man, you.
Caleb is hard to book.
I know. I gotta watch somebody's kids.
Yeah, all the comics I booked for sure.
What day is it?
March 9th, Saturday. Hell, March 9th at 5 p.m. at Union Hall.
Dude, I'm there.
You're booked. You are booked.
Hell yeah, dude. Let's get drunk.
Yeah, we will. We'll get drunk at 6. It's gonna be great. So yeah, the first one is March 9th. The second one is April 13th. It's gonna be second Saturdays of each month at Union Hall. I'm fucking pumped, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait.
Yeah. Also, it's fucking wet January, y'all.
That's right.
Here at What's It Called. Every single weekday of this month, we are renaming one different thing on Twitter and in our Discord. Our Twitter is at What's It Pod. There's an invite to our Discord on our website, What's It Called dot rodeo. And yeah, both places are good. We started on the 10th with tweeting out next week's thing, which is Nicolas Cage.
That's right.
In the Discord. Right. The Discord started with that one. So those will start up next week. But anyway, Discord and Twitter, get in there.
Get in.
Some shit it's with fun. Us, dude. Yeah.
Love my Discord.
Yeah, man. It's so fun. Thank you all so much for, you know, getting in there and supporting our show. And if you want to support our show in any way with money or otherwise, following and sharing and joining the Patreon and buying our merch, there's links to all that on the website, and it all helps. Thank you so much.
We love you.
One last promo thing. We love you so much. I am putting out a record a month in 2024.
Hell yeah,
I put out the first one already. It's called Dave Ross Smokes Crack. You can get it on Bandcamp, davetotheross.bandcamp.com for free if you want, or you can pay something. You have that option. Also, you can buy the vinyl on my website, shop.davetotheross.com. And yeah, we're going to be, I'm going to be putting out one a month. Some of them, they're all going to be really good. Most of them are going to be stand-ups. Some of them are going to be weird. I can't fucking wait. So yeah, look out for that too.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
we got shit popping off this year.
Yeah, dude. It's a good January. Yeah,
wet,
man.
As hail.
It's wet. I can't find the, I got all lost here looking at shit.
You know something else I want to say?
Okay, thank you.
If you've never played the Twitter game before, or the Discord game, or whatever, you know what I mean? You can play on Twitter or Discord, but this is the year to get in there. It's wet January. They're going to bring in so much stuff. I know a lot of y'all just like to listen, but it's a lot of fun, and we'll read it on the show if you got one that makes us giggle. So
yeah.
I say, you know, get in there. Get in there and give it a shot. Don't, you know, just jump in the pool. It's going to be fun.
Especially
I love seeing new people playing
same.
The game.
Yeah, I love, and it's just cool. Like, there's been, like, a bunch of people. I would say, like, 50 people whose, like, names we see popping in and out different weeks messaging us or saying something in the games or whatever. And especially since it's in Discord now, I would highly recommend it. I think there's a bit of a learning curve with Discord. Not everybody has used it. But once you like make an account and you join our server, it's just like a little community of people who know about the show, and the tone of it is so kind and nice.
Yeah.
There's only one rule in there. Don't be a dick. You'll get kicked out if you're a fucking dick. And that's only to keep it nice for everyone else.
Yeah. Keep it
and
nice.
And so, yeah, fuck Twitter and fuck Elon Musk. And if you haven't been wanting to, you know, go on Twitter and play this game for that reason, you can go on Discord now. And it's not, as someone who thought it was hard, as a 41-year-old man who thought it was hard, and then it turned out to not be that hard, I can tell you it's not that hard.
It ain't that hard, baby.
Yeah, dude, that's what she said.
Ooh.
Yeah, watch out. I'm pretty funny.
Moon Noob.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
News about the moon.
Yeah, once again, the moon news, not good. This, oof. Yeah, but it's also not really bad today. You know, like last week, the moon news was that we're delayed to 2026 going to the moon. That's a fucking bummer. And it's SpaceX's fault, which of course it fucking is. everything is that motherfucker's fault. It just has to be. Here's today's moon news. The moon has entered a new epoch, scientists say.
Oh, what is that?
An epoch is like a massive era, E-P-O-C-H, you know?
Does it know, though? Is it the moon's like, new epoch?
This is what it's what the article says. For thousands of years, the moon inspired humans from afar, but the bright beacon in Earth's night sky, located more than 200,000 miles away, remained out of reach. Who wrote this? Who doesn't know that about the moon? That all changed on September 13th, 1959, when the former Soviet Union's uncrewed spacecraft Luna 2 landed on the moon's surface. The Luna 2 probe created a crater when it touched down on the moon between the lunar regions of Mare Imbrium and Mare Serenitatis, according to NASA. A pivotal lunar dust-stirring moment signaled the beginning of humanity's endeavors to explore the moon. What is this article?
This sounds like an eighth grader trying to hit a word count for a paper. Yeah,
it sounds like a fucking... Okay, I thought... Am I reading the wrong thing? I could have sworn that there was like an actual scientific point to that. And maybe there just wasn't. Oh, no. No, okay.
So
right.
The new epic.
Some scientists say the lunar Anthropocene epoch started in 1959 when the first spacecraft sent by humanity landed on the moon. And it's just the beginning. Oh, yeah. So apparently there are scientists that care about things that don't matter with regard to the moon.
Of course.
As much as we're trying to get to the moon and we're trying to like get SpaceX to fire a rocket that will take astronauts to the South Pole of the moon, there's someone else at NASA who is just like, I think, you know what? I think it's the 80s. I think it's the 80s up there. And honestly, this is an absolute dog shit moon news because now my internet is fucking up and it's not letting me read the thing anymore.
It's just like, remember when they were like, a billion years ago, an asteroid named Tim hit the moon. And it's like, it didn't have a name. It was an unnamed asteroid that you think may have existed. It wasn't named shit.
And does naming something the lunar Anthropocene affect human beings in any way?
No.
I can't read the article, so I just cannot.
Nothing affects shit.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I did one the other day. I was hanging out with a group. We're looking at our astrological things.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go through them and be like, well, around half of this is true, and half of it doesn't apply at all.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, of course. And these are people that believe in it. We're like, well, half of mine's bullshit. Okay.
Well,
so the other traits where you have thoughts and you're organized, well, sometimes, and sometimes you're not organized. Shut the fuck up.
Totally. Here on page one, it says it's going to be a good day, which is true. But on page two, it says it's going to be a bad day, which is not true. But it's true.
Have you seen the Simpsons episode where they're around the breakfast table and they're looking at their horoscopes and Homer goes, those are always bullshit. It's always vague. And, you know, it's just okay.
Yeah.
And then his says, you will die today. And Marge's says, your husband will die today.
God, that show.
It's so funny, man.
It's untouchable, dude.
Yeah.
Top of the pile. You want to fucking
check out
rename?
The Simpsons?
Yeah, dude. Oh,
yeah,
hey,
we gotta.
That was moon news, moon by the way.
Here we go again. News about the moon.
Woo! Okay, we're renaming Jeep.
That's right. I got a name for it.
Okay.
Square truck.
Nice, dude. Got him. Fuck you, idiot. Here's mine, Bland Rover. Fuck that, bitch. Take that, Jeep company. I hope you die.
Bland Rover. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I got a Colorado Mobile.
Yeah, totally. Bro Kart.
I got, hey, you heard of Tesla. Now hop on in the Ben Franklin.
It's got a face.
World War II that you can sit in.
Hot Wheels for big boys.
We crank up 70% of the time.
Nick Thune buggy. It seems like you would drive a Jeep, wouldn't
it? It does.
Yeah.
Hey, where we're going, we don't need doors.
Sorority utility vehicle.
All right, it's my last one. It's a boat. It's a van. It's 40 grand.
It has a roll cage because you're drunk. That's my last one. Hell yeah, dude.
That's right. Jeep.
I am really excited about the Twitter game this week. Right, yeah, we did What If Jeep Was Owned by Cat Williams? And man, I love Cat Williams. And you guys were so funny. I'm really excited about this. Coming in at number 10, if Cat Williams owned Jeep, it would be called at Laundry Pants says short, cute, and too good for me.
You got to do it in the voice. Oh. Short, cute, and too good for me.
So, wow. I do not
short,
do a good.
Cute, too good.
I don't do a good Cat Williams, buddy.
We got, all right. At Shagadelic, pimp buggy.
At Seth Mills had Jilluminati. That's so dumb. Thank you, Seth.
All right, at Max J. Kerr. Now, Shannon, I know Land Rover came on here and said they're great at off-roading.
God damn it. That's so funny. At Darth Plato, Carr Williams.
That's great.
You're an idiot, buddy. Way to
and
go.
It was just Austin. The audaciously techno-pimpified Wonder Truck.
Okay, I'm going to try this next one in Cat Williams' voice. At Boogeyman Weather, Jamedians and Jeeps getting jacked off.
That's right. At Larry Bellello, this jack more fucking vehicle.
At Shebe Carlene, people don't think they know this motherfucking Jeep, but I for sure know this Jeep ain't shit.
And our Ricky shit from at Max J. Kerr. Cadillac.
Hell yeah, dude.
Cadillac with a K. Just fantastic. Oh, we got to Photoshop a Cadillac in
this
there.
Giant old fucking vehicle. Dude. Now, oh, Shannon, I know Land Rover come on here and said they're great at off-roading. It's so funny. He's all got me, dude. Thank you all so much.
We love you.
At What's a Pod. Patreon.com/whatsitcalled for more of us. Whatsitcalled.rodeo for links to all our shit. Come see us in Colorado either next weekend or February 2nd and 3rd. And we love you.
We do.
Stay laying down.
Lay it on down.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
What's it called? What's it called?